Hey, Brunswick Junior High School. This is Stacy Gooden from the University of New Hampshire. Looking forward to your performance. And here we go. So from the very beginning, want to be careful about pitch on that initial chord. So everyone should have an idea in your head of what you're going to hear when you first play. We can use a little bit more in terms of the accent. Da, 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 da. It's a cleaner, crisper articulation. And also make sure we don't have individual voices sticking out. So we have some, like someone's going to hear some more, some of you more than others. So to make sure you're blending with everybody else. If you're hearing yourself really well, that's usually a signal that you've been playing too loud. It's tricky because you want to hear yourself. But usually it's actually a good sign if you can't. Good, so nice contrast at 32 coming down to the softer dynamic. Flutes, nice job with your little counter melody there. I want to make sure we're slurring all the way through each of those figures. Da-da-da-da-dee-da-da-da. We have a little bit of da-da-da-da-dee-da-da-da. We want to da-da-da-da-dee-da-da-da. Everything slurred. Keep your air going through that whole bar, making sure your fingers are just moving right in time to change the rhythms. Good trumpets. Make sure you're playing with a nice relaxed throat. Sound like there's a little bit more tension. Then we might want in like the throat and jaw area. Relax a little bit more. Use more of your air rather than pushing harder. Good. Make sure everyone's getting a nice da song. Da 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 da. Make sure we're not going ba ba ba. Yeah, so hearing a couple individuals sticking out, especially in the trumpet section. So be careful. Confidence is great though. Just make sure we're all blending. Good. I'd love to hear a little bit more of the bass line too. A lot of times it's harder to hear that, and it's, if you've talked about the pyramid of sound, you know that the bass instruments are actually the most important. So you can use a lot more of them, and they're always outnumbered, so it's even harder. So a lot more air in the low end, and then everyone else, make sure you can always hear that as well when they're playing. Nice. Great. Very confident sounding. Clean up some articulation. Da, 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 da. On the 16th notes, that's tricky to tongue in time quickly. So just practice that on your own. You can even do that without your instruments. You can walk around and just practice tonguing without an instrument. Just make sure you're doing it the same way you would as you would with your instrument. Be careful that we're not trying to go pa pa pa, because if you're doing that, there's a limit to how fast you can do that. Tonguing in the appropriate way with your tongue, is a lot easier to do faster, and there are even more advanced techniques to tongue even faster, like double tonguing, which we don't need to use yet, but practice tap, ta ta ta, shorten up the staccato notes, and also just, again, be aware of your intonation. If you have tuners, there are tuner apps you can use, practice seeing how well you can play in tune. Just play like a note at a time and see if you're playing centered. Very nice. No. So the fifths and the flute at the beginning, if you're playing the B flat, you should actually try to keep the pitch up a little bit, sound it a little bit flat. And when you're playing a fifth like that, you actually want it to be a little wider than it normally would, so a little bit higher on the B flats. And then a third of the chord at measure four, make sure we're lowering that. Very nice swell here. Good, really nice sound. Altos and tenors. Altos in particular play a little bit softer. First altos come down. Altos tend to cut through the sound really effectively. So be aware of that. Be aware of the fact that you often need to play softer than you might if you were playing a different instrument. It's going to feel like your point is softer. But the trumpet's just like I was saying before. Make sure you're playing a nice, relaxed throat. You want it to sound nice and open. And careful not to re-articulate under that slurred marking in measures 20 and 21. Ti-da-da-da-da-da-da. So just use your fingers to move there. Don't re-articulate any of those notes under the slur. Good, careful not to tongue the concert be flat in those eighth notes in measure 28. Let your air do more work. Sometimes we think we have to tongue notes when there's like a skip to get them to speak, but you'd be surprised. Trust your air and work on it. It's kind of like a habit to break. See how much you can do with just your air when you shouldn't be tonguing. Very nice. Careful on the pitch and the trumpet solo, but nice job playing out. Come down a little bit. Relax throat. Imagine saying oh, and then keep your throat in that position and play. Nice. Very nice. Nice sonority here. Use your air there, trumpet. Yeah, so isolate some of those spots and see how much you can get. Work on those skips without tonguing. It sounds like you aren't tonguing, but they're still kind of like popping out. So just spend some time on that. Almost feel like you're lightening up on the higher notes. Da, ha, da. I didn't sing that very well, but. So lean a little bit more on the lower note and lighten up on the top note and just let your air do the work. It takes some practice. Very nice last note, that chord sounded very nice with the niche up playing softly there as well. A lot of really sensitive playing this was did a nice job. So pitch again, something to work on. And like I was saying before, if you practice with a tuner and check your notes, you might find there's certain notes you need to adjust, and that's actually something that's going to be true for pretty much everybody, because even if your instrument is in tune, there's still individual notes on each instrument that just have tendencies to be sharp or flat, and you should start to learn that about your instrument. There are some that are, you know, the same for all trombones, for example, but and you know, and woodwinds the same thing, but your particular instrument might have some different tendencies as well. So you need to know like how you need to adjust, and always make sure you're listening. Keep the blend going. Listen down and make sure we're just working to play everything into a really nice job. Feet of the gods. We don't normally tell percussionists to play louder, but I use a little more bass drum at the beginning because we're not hearing that rhythm. It's getting better as we go. Each time you have that quarter half thing, it's getting better and more audible. But really sensitive playing at the beginning, that was nice. So sometimes we can actually overdo it, so that's a good problem to have. Just a little bit more bass drum. Like I keep saying, think about relaxing your throat, and as you get higher, don't pinch, don't squeeze to try to get those notes out. If anything, relax more. I mean, don't go loose, but let your air move. Take faster air. That'll help. Good. Little breath. Da da da. Da 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 da. Great energy. We can use it even a little bit more. Da 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 da. And shorten up the staccato eighth note. And that, yeah, so the and four we're kind of losing. And four. D da di da da da. Shabba for woodwinds. Carbon patch here. But the 2/16 rhythm is very nice. Staccato. Yeah, so these kind of, the staccato eights are sounding a little bit kind of spitty, like we're just kind of spitting the notes out. So imagine you're playing like full long notes. Imagine like each one's a whole note, but you're just playing a whole note in a very small period of time. So you want the full note to come out. So keep your air moving, it's just going to be short notes, but it's still a good, real note. That can be a little confusing to think about. Good job watching. Carbon pitch, woodwinds, play, I would play softer right before the 3/4. I think the trumpet solo is a very good volume, and I don't want them to have to play any louder. So if you guys come down, then that'll, that'll help that balance a little bit. Same thing here. Nice job, trumpet. That's much better. Very good. Watch the pitch there. Let's run in some more exposed intonation issues. On the little suspensions, the da da. Let that dissonance happen on the downbeat. Da da. And then resolve, but lean into the dissonance a little bit instead of shying away from it. Careful. Not too much, Travis. Hold back, hold back. Yeah, it sounds like we're working a little too hard there, so just keep the air moving consistently. Take a breath when you need to. Da, 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 da. Okay, so we have a nice articulation in the first, we want a little bit cleaner articulation, match it in the second, trumpet and horn. Or second trumpet. Good. Nice forte piano. Flutes and oboe, we can use that big accent. Bring those up. Stop watching. So I want to be careful about note length. We have the ritardando happening. We don't want to keep playing the quarter notes the same length, just more spaced out. They're going to get a little bit longer too, so you have to take up that time. So we don't have staccato markings on those notes. Da 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 da. So make those longer as you get to that. Make sure you're all playing the same note length. So matching that. Good. Yeah, so alto is your little rip the ba. Yeah, that can come out big time. Fun thing to do. Careful not to work too hard, trumpets. Use more air. It's not that we're squeezing and getting tense. Just use more air.
Great. So you want to have a nice, big, impactful last note. So kind of similar to what we were talking about earlier when we had staccato eighth notes. Make sure you're not fitting that. Just because it's a short note doesn't mean you're going to approach it from the beginning a different way. You still want to have a nice, clean articulation. You still want to have your air underneath it. Like I said, imagine it's a whole note that you're just playing in half a beat. Da, instead of di. So some of us kind of choked off that last note. Da, da. Real note, it's just a short note. Cool. But very nice job, a lot of really great things happening. We can clean up some of the articulation, some of the note length issues. Pitch, I think, is something we can always all work more on. Like like I said, if you practice, if you have your own tuner or an app, a tuner app, you can check yourself on individual notes when you're going through stuff. Or also, it's helpful to have something that can just play a drone, like a note, so you can find like whatever is, whatever key you're in. A lot of times you can just play that note and then hear how your stuff sounds in relation to that, and you might realize, like, oh, I need to bring that note up or down a little bit. Just make sure you're always listening to each other. I like to say listen like you're singing, because usually when I have my groups sing and then play the same thing, they play much better in tune after they've sung, because they were using their ears in a different way. So if any of you are in chorus, you can easily make that switch. Even if you're not, imagine you're singing along with your favorite song. Pretty much everybody sings, so if you can speak, you can sing. So make sure you're listening like you do when you sing. And that'll help a lot with the intonation stuff, and also just knowing what you need to do with your own instrument on certain notes. But great energy, really confident playing. Enjoyed your program. Thank you very much, and good luck.